every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again. Obviously, the show this week's coming out on Thursday night. We discussed it internally yesterday and thought, you know what, no use bringing it out Wednesday yesterday. Let's see what Game 5 looks like of the World Series, and that way we can be right up to date with you carrying on through the weekend. Obviously, we won't be right up to date with you as it's now down to two games, Nolan. Dirtbags, two games, Friday, Saturday night, back in Toronto, and could be down to one game. Toronto's going into it, obviously, with the win from last night, up 3-2. We will talk all about the series to this point. We also have to talk at the back end of the show about the two latest hirings, the Washington Nationals and the Minnesota Twins, with their managerial hirings over the past few days, and kind of speculations, I guess, that sounds like it could be over the weekend, the San Diego Padres. Colorado Rockies to this point haven't started at all, and that people are aware of. And Atlanta Braves, obviously, and everything's been quiet there, but that's kind of Alex Anthopoulos's MO. He keeps things pretty tight to his chest and low-keyed. So anyways, before we get there, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being a part of the nation, wherever you are out there in the listening world, player, parent, coach, trainer, fan, whatever way you love this game of baseball. However you help in promoting this game of baseball, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a dirtbag. That's what it is. Roll the sleeves up, get after it, get dirty. You know it. Day in, day out, on the field, off the field. All the servicemen and women, obviously, again, as we say every single episode, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do wherever you are in the world. So all of us baseball enthusiasts, lovers, can do what we do every single day, especially Nolan and myself. So thank you is never enough, but it's sent from the bottom of our hearts, no question about it. So, what a show we're going to look at. Again, it's one of those shows that we're going to try our very best to hammer through as much as we can, but certainly dive in a little deeper than just surface material on what Nolan and I have been seeing and watching of the World Series, both from the Dodgers as well as the Blue Jays. So that's it. And give our thoughts and opinions. Hopefully we like it. If you want to add your thoughts and opinions, you know where to send them to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Other than that, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we rolling? Where are we kicking off from tonight?
Yeah, so obviously World Series going on right now. A couple of managerial hires over the past week. But this is breaking news as of earlier today. Reports are coming out. Tony Clark is in a lot of hot water. The feds are investigating him and the MLB Players Association. For basically money laundering, at least somewhere between the range of $3.9 million and upwards of $10 million, according to ESPN, in regards to some allegations being brought forward that are basically tying in the MLBPA and Tony Clark with the with what's going on with the NBA guys. Basically, it's saying, hey, listen, there's a lot of money going in, and there's not a lot of money being spent or earned back in return. So they're drawing some eyes, that's for sure, from the feds right now. As it currently stands, there's no actual confirmed evidence and confirmed reports or anything like that. But I mean, obviously this is something to monitor. Obviously what's going on with the NBA, you know how that's a hot water subject right now going on throughout the four major sports in North America. But I mean, yeah, this is one that obviously people are going to have to keep their eyes on. We'll keep talking about it as obviously more investigation stuff comes out. But yeah, it basically says, hey, they're laundering money somewhere.
Yeah, and obviously Tony Clark, the MLBPA representative, obviously, the Players Association, a long time serving in that, the man that goes up against Rob Manfred in negotiations. And, you know, holy cow, that's not something that MLB needs to have coming out during a World Series, especially a World Series that's going on like this. So again, like Nolan said, we're just passing along the what's been out there. And for anybody that hasn't heard it today, so keep you up to date, as we always do and stuff like that. So nothing's been confirmed, accusations at this point in time. But, I mean, I think the way professional sports are nowadays, nothing's getting leaked out there unless there's a probably...
They have something to go off of right now.
I was going to say a pre-investigation almost, yeah. Right?
Yeah, they're not just leaking this for the sake of leaking this right now. And, I mean, obviously, comes at probably the worst time that it could come at.
Brutal.
I mean, you're looking at it. World Series numbers are at an all-time high. Obviously, you got Canada, you got Japan, you got Fox going like crazy in the States. Viewership is right there. Obviously, the games have been great. We're going to jump into that eventually. But, I mean, right now, it's Tony Clark's in a lot of hot water. I got to put it that way. And especially everybody knows the writing's on the wall with the CBA next year. And everybody knows, okay, Robbie Manfred, he's more than likely going to be stepping down as I guess, head of the MLB, as commissioner of the MLB. Because, I mean, that's kind of what he's hinted at for
around
a couple of years now.
2028, right, was kind of the deadline.
And, yeah, and, I mean, Tony Clark, obviously, those two can't get in the same room. Right now, it sounded like Tony Clark might have to just, obviously, as things go further, but I'm sure there's going to be people telling him, hey, man, you got to step down and let someone else come in here and try and hammer out a deal with Robbie Manfred while you try to deal with your legal allegations that are being sorted out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, just information, keep you up to date as much as we can. So obviously by the time next week's episode comes out, there'll be that much more information, I'm sure, at that point in time. So let's get back onto a positive note for sure. Let's talk Blue Jays Dodgers. You all know Blue Jays are up 3-2. What a fantastic series so far. 18 innings the other night. Every game, really. I mean, the Jays have 11-4 game one, ran away with it a bit. Game two, Yamamoto doing Yamamoto-like stuff. Gausman threw a tremendous game against him.
Yeah.
Game three, 18 innings. My goodness. 2018, I think it was, when the last time it went that deep. Red Sox-Dodgers, I believe. And game four, tremendous. Shane Bieber comes out, quiets the temperature, quiets everything down. Jays get back rolling again. Great game. Game five, Treya Savage, 22-year-old Treya Savage. Most of us are in college at that age, wondering what to do the next 5 minutes, let alone pitch game five, series tied 2-2 on the road and dominated. No other way of saying it.
First playoff start, too, on the road.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. I just want to say it before you jump in, Nolan. Hats off to his parents. At this stage, again, it's only six games in his major league career. But the poise, the presence, the calmness, and his teammates. But great job, Mr. and Mrs. Yesavage, with that young man. Unbelievable. Go to work, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you get some of the marquee matchups. Let's jump in. Game one, obviously, history. Madison Bargers, first player ever to hit a pinch hit grand slam in the World Series.
Beautiful.
Started out there, man. Lefty, lefty. That's the best part. Lefties can't hit lefties. What's Varsho do off of Snell? See ya, straightaway center. Bargers off of Banda, I think it was.
Yes.
For the grand slam. That's two lefty-lefty bombs in the same game. So much for that analytics. Then, obviously, yeah, I mean, Ohtani gets the home run in, what, the eighth inning, I think it was? Later in the game, anyways, to make it 11-4. But at that point in time, it was already the route was on. Then, yeah, you jump over game two. Obviously, Yamamoto comes out. First pitcher since Curt Schilling with multiple complete games in the postseason. And Schilling did it all the way back in 0-1. So, I mean, obviously, that's
how tough it is.
Yeah, that's a pretty good run. And especially in today's day and age, so much for the analytics there. Trust the eyes. Yamo was dicing in game two. And like you said, Gausman, honestly, six strong and then seventh inning. Lets out the bomb to Will Smith. Lets out the bomb to Max Muncy. You see the air start to deflate a little bit out of Toronto. Game three, jumping over to that. Obviously, that was the 18-inning marathon. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Could have folded the tent and just called it a season almost, right?
But I mean, you look at it too. Flaherty comes in for the Jays, obviously. He's got the lefty-lefty matchup of Ohtani. All right, double off the fence. All right, lefty-lefty with Freeman. Well, he gets Mookie Betts out in between him. But lefty-lefty with versus Freeman, he ties it up. And then, yeah, obviously, Ohtani hits the home run to make it 5-5 game. Skip, fast forward to the 18th inning. Obviously, Freddie Freeman hits the walk-off off of Brendan Little. There's another lefty-lefty home run. Like,
yeah, just what a game. What a phenomenal opportunity for all of us. Each and every one of us, and hopefully everybody out there in the audience has been watching them. I mean, if you haven't, you've missed a tremendous World Series, and shame on you. Shame on you, because, like you said, I mean, you're just seeing people, pitching staffs on both sides, especially go to work, but especially the Jays. I think, what did I read? Four runs the Dodgers have scored since that 18-inning game. That's the Dodgers you're talking about in the last, 27 innings, I think it is. I mean, we all know who they are. They're good pitchers. Some of them are going to the Hall of Fame.
That's it. Shane Bieber, I mean.
What a great job he did.
Like, unbelievable. Max Scherzer, obviously, over the hill, but, I mean, still gave him a quality game in game three there. And then, yeah, obviously, you Savage. Let's jump in with it. Game five, what can you say? Obviously, sets the MLB record, 12 Ks, 7 innings, most by a rookie ever.
1 run, 0 walks, 1 hit batter. I mean, you can go down the records. You've all read it probably to this point or whatever that he's already established in 6 games. Don't forget, he struck out 11 Yankees in his first game against them.
First postseason start, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Through 5 2/3, I think it was, that game.
And that was no hit?
No. And unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That double play to end it, too. Like, that was just such a big double play. Because that's right after the Jays put up, what was it, the 3 spot, I think it was, in the top of the 7th there?
They went up 3-1, I think. I think they were still 3-1. Might have been 4-1. You're right. But the bottom line was exactly right to be able to, you know, be a part of it, not get pulled, be able to enjoy that moment. 7 innings.
Well, that's the biggest thing that I've seen from both managers is they're just trusting their eyes with their starting pitchers. And I'm very happy to see it almost Absolutely. Look like old school baseball where it's just, all right, no one is hitting you Savage hard. Let him go. And for the most part, I mean, outside of the first 2 batters, Blake Snell is the same boat. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to keep it rolling.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like you said, Nolan, before the break, let's keep it rolling, brother. I mean, we're talking about you, Savage. You know, I do want to dive into what I've been seeing personally or whatever and that between the Dodgers and the Jays and stuff like that. I guess I'll start with the Dodgers. And as I was watching game 2, 3, 4, and 5, actually, and stuff like that, you could see, to me, I could see age in them. I could see some tiredness, some fatigue to them. Obviously, they're you never know, Dirtbags. We never have any real idea how injured and beat up all the players are. Obviously, on the Blue Jays side, George Springer goes down, probably an oblique strain, but it still hasn't been recorded or whatever and stuff like that. He's been hit a few times during the playoffs. I mean, grinding out. But back to the Dodgers. You know, obviously, their offense is struggling.
Understatement.
Mookie and Freddie especially, right? Shohei's being Shohei. We could talk all night about him, but everybody knows it, right?
Tommy Edman.
Exactly.
World Series MVP last year, and he's got 3 hits. Mookie's got, I think, 3 hits.
And singles.
Yeah.
Singles, not extra base hits or
and
whatever.
And he's not like his outs aren't even
loud.
Yeah.
No.
Like
no.
It's end of the bat fly out to center field after like, and it just seems yep. like it's
routine ground ball,
yeah.
whatever. I mean, Kiki's being Kiki. He's being playoff well, Kiki yeah. really overall and that,
yeah.
but it's nice when you've got that lead and you're only going to give up one home run, like one potential run, like you got off of your Savage last night, right?
Yeah.
It's a totally different environment.
Yeah.
You know, but I just see it. And one that really jumped out to me, Nolan and Dirtbags, was watching Dave Roberts, actually. And when I'm watching him, he's so calm and he's so in control. But game 4, there was reactions, negative reactions. Last night, there was negative reactions and stuff like that. You don't often see that out of veteran. You got to be under their skin to get them to really react one way or the other and stuff. And I just see that wear and tear. And I look at him and I look and I go, it's more like he's feeling the pressure. Even before they went down 3-2, they can still come back and win it. We know that. But when I look at him, I see the pressure of having to answer the media if they lose this World Series and having to deal with all the people to look at him and go, maybe don't know the game deep enough to look and go, Dave, what happened? How do you not win with that team? $350 million on the payroll, $1 billion in deferred payments. How do you not go out there and just do what you did against Milwaukee? And I can see that on him. I can see that wear and tear on him. I see it with Mookie and Freddie too. Like, everybody has a shelf life, right? Are they getting to that shelf life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think so, at least. Like, Mookie's looking, I'm going to say it, Nolan Arenado-esque.
Good call.
He's looking human. For the first time in his career, he looks human. Freddie Freeman's Freddie Freeman. I mean, he's still going to hit 300. Like, he's still going to barrel balls. He's still a tough out. I mean, sure, he hasn't necessarily done it all this playoffs, but at least he's still looking confident up at the plate. Like, Mookie doesn't even look like he could hit a beach ball. Like, and
there's
that's
been
it.
A lot of swing and miss.
That's it. Like, he looks so bad right now. And I mean, you can go across the whole Dodgers lineup, and yeah, there's maybe a handful of guys like Andy Páez. I mean, they finally had to sit him because, let's be honest, he couldn't hit a beach ball either. Alex Call was healthy enough to play last night, but I mean, obviously, he didn't provide much. You just go down the lineup there, and it's like, okay, maybe one of these guys, you're obviously Ohtani, like outside of Ohtani, you're worried about.
Will Smith has been pretty steady, for sure. There's no question about it. Last night, he didn't look comfortable
he didn't look
at
steady,
all.
No.
Mind you, any of them did. And you just think about what we're talking about. These guys are contact, grinded out ball players, the same as the Blue Jays are. But those were swings and misses on your Savage. Now, he had filthy. He had every
it was working.
Characteristic that you call, right, when a pitcher's dominating like that. Same as Yamamoto's doing and stuff like that. But they were swings and misses.
He made one bad pitch, and that was to Kike Hernandez.
Yeah.
And the rest was just slider down away, splitty down away, fastball up.
Well, let's talk about you, Savage, a little bit. In the first game, we talked about it last night, you and I. And how kudos to Alejandro Kirk, was it for him to go out at that moment in time when he had base runners on, it was still 3-1, I think, at that time, and just take a breather. They didn't do that in the first game.
No, and I'm surprised.
They left him out there
I'm honestly surprised it took Kirk as long as it did too. Because you saw it, back-to-back hitters where he just couldn't find the zone there. Like, he was spiking pitches. He was making all sorts of bad pitches. And you're like, all right, like, Kirk, you need to go out there. Go out there. And even the Blue Jays broadcasters, and this is the first smart thing that I actually heard Buck Martinez say basically all series, was, yeah, just, hey, Kirk, you need to go out there. And sure enough, 2 seconds later, he finally goes out. It's like, okay, that's about time. Like, and to be fair, I don't know why P. Walker's not calling time either and taking a mound visit. Like, that's something that those guys, and I give a lot of credit to Schneider. I got to say, Schneider, I've been 100% adamant for a very long time, and everybody knows it here, that I said he shouldn't be the Jays manager. I got to eat my words right now, because what he's done obviously has been fantastic. And even a couple of times he's gone out for a mound visit instead of Pete Walker just to go and talk to the guys. I'm like, okay, somebody needed to take control there. Kirk at least finally did it. And it got, obviously, you Savage right back on track. And what, that was fourth inning, I think, when he did that?
Yep.
Lasted another 3 innings of just dominant
stuff. Exactly right. He had Freddie Freeman 0-2, right? And then he just spiked it. He tried to overthrow it.
Well, yeah,
Simple as that, right?
Yeah, he smoked him in the shin there with that slider or whatever it was. Yeah,
absolutely. And then it could have got away on him and stuff like that. And Kirky went out there and did that. Talk to the audience a little bit about that, Nolan. Obviously, if there's catchers out there, you know what Nolan's saying as he goes through this. But as a former catcher, you know, that's probably the number one thing of your job. Obviously, you're the general, the field general. But on your pitching staff, it all starts with understanding who they are as a person, when they need to be spoken to, when they need to be left alone. Kirky just nailed it. He understood the moment, but he understood his pitcher.
Well, here's the thing, right? So at that point in time, it's a 2-1 ball game. Like you said, you had two out, two strike count on Freddie Freeman. You spiked the ball. Obviously, hits him in the shin or foot, wherever it ended up hitting him. Then, yeah, he walks Teo on 4 straight. Then he starts out Tommy Edman with a ball. And you're like, okay, buddy, it's 2-1. You still have two out.
One
Tommy
pitch.
Edman is 3-for-30 or whatever the heck he is. Like, all playoffs, it seems like. Like, I mean, he goes from World Series MVP to all of a sudden shell of himself. Who
being a human.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's made some fantastic defensive plays this series where the Milwaukee Brewers, it looked like he had the yips, so I got to give him credit there. But I'm still like, okay, you're facing Tommy Edman. You're not facing Shohei Ohtani here. Like, go at him. Your stuff's good, big boy. Like, just attack him. You're one pitch away from getting out of this and getting the boys back on the bats. They're going to get some runs. Like, that being said, obviously it's Blake Snell, so you got to try and keep it as close as possible. You're not sitting there saying that to him, but you're just like, hey, man, one pitch away. You're a dang good pitcher. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here in this situation. Give it to me. Bring it to where I set my mitt up. Don't shake me off. Trust what I'm about to call and throw the dang pitch right here. Does it? Gets out of the inning. All right, beautiful.
Yeah, a weak little pop-up. You're out of the inning. One pitch, right? It's always one pitch at a time. And but that's the reality of it, Dirtbags, is we get caught up in the motion on the mound. I've been there. I've lived it. I breathe it, both on the positive and the negative sides. And when the game gets away on you, boy, you need somebody that you trust. And hopefully you got more than one on your team that you trust. I mean, obviously you trust everybody, but just to be able to remind you, hey, you know what? Like you said, Nolan, you deserve to be here. Your stuff is electric tonight. Stick with it. Don't force it. Just stick with it. And your stuff is so good that they'll get themselves out. Whether it's swing and miss, pop fly, weak ground ball, maybe a double play.
Well, that's it. And I think it's knowing your pitcher as well, too. You got to know what to say to them. It's the same as pitching coaches, right? Sometimes a pitching coach will just go out and they'll just crack a joke. Won't even say anything mechanics or anything like that. They'll just crack a joke. All of a sudden, pitcher starts laughing, lightens up the mood a little bit. All right, good to go. Now, I don't know what Kirk obviously said, but I mean, still, it worked.
No, you Savage basically said that, right? He just reminded him that, you know, you deserve to be here right now. You're good. Just go and do what you're doing. Don't change. Don't force anything.
Yeah.
You deserve to be here right now. And that's what I was saying to you, right? So, Dirtbags, if you're coaching catchers out there and stuff like that, we're all about the mindset, right? And we understand the absolute importance of mindset to control you physically and emotionally at that moment in time and stay present. And so for catchers, it starts with really building that brotherhood between you and your pitchers. And that's where you're seeing the Alejandro Kirks, the Cal Raleighs, the Will Smiths, those elite, elite catchers. They do that with each and every one of them. Salvi Perez, you can go down the list, but that's where it starts and finishes. And that was a big moment at that point in time. So I do just want to, at the back end of this segment, obviously, in that, just stay. And that's what I'm seeing from the Dodgers, though. I really am seeing them. They've been in the playoffs so often. They've played so many games that, yes, they want to win. It's not like they don't want to win. And it's not that they obviously they expect to win, but you can just see a fatigue factor to me. You can just see that a lot of years catching up with them, and now you sit there and you look at it and you go, oh my gosh, who replaces these guys? Nobody needs to replace them immediately, but it's probably opened up Friedman's eyes to sit there and go, holy cow, we got to refocus on our Dodgers and our minor league system, because we said it a year ago, if I'm getting drafted by the Dodgers, I'm excited for sure. I'm getting drafted in Major League Baseball, but the Dodgers, the way they're built and look like they're going to continue to be built that way, I'm not real excited about being a Dodger either. Because when I look up there, I don't see James Outman came up a couple of years ago in center field, had a great rookie year, and then he was a shell of himself in year two and traded this year.
The mini.
Gavin Lux. The list goes on and on. So my point being is they can't forget about developing the farm system as well and the complete package. And I think they've gotten away from that. And I think the way they're playing right now, you got to open your eyes back to it. So we'll be right back here after the break to talk about the Blue Jays.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talked about before the break, about the Dodgers, now on the Blue Jays. And I ended the last segment on refocusing on the complete organization, not just the MLB team. And so I flipped the script, and I look at Toronto. And let's be honest, Dirtbags, how many of you out there listening really knew the names that are on the Blue Jays list? Don't forget, they got Anthony Santander, their last year's free agent signing. He hasn't been able to play since Series 2. He's not even in the lineup. But you got Davis Schneider leading off Game 5 with a first-pitch home run.
Ambush, baby.
Ambush. George Springer style, he said it. George can do it. I thought I'd take a page from George's book and feel what he feels. Beautiful. Vladdy, obviously paying the $500 million contract right now. They win. Hey, they're already even, for God's sakes, on that contract. But let's go down. Barger. Kirk, you've gotten to know over the years because he's had an all-star appearance in that. Jimenez, you know on the defensive side, but he's been really good offensively too. Nathan Lucas playing career minor league baseball. All of a sudden being not a part of the team, a huge part of the team. Ernie Clement could be MVP of the playoffs. Guys that you don't even know. That's incredible. But my point being is it took 10 years. 10 years when Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins came into this. Shapiro went on the redevelopment of the infrastructure of the Blue Jays on the facility side. Some of the best in the league. You're hearing it all during the World Series. The Rogers Center now. Dunedin is Dunedin. It's right up there with the top echelon, or maybe even leading it. So he studied on that for 10 years. He didn't forget about the player side of things and the coaching side of things and the developing an organization thing, but he took those years with the Cleveland Guardians, Indians back at the time, and all the life history of baseball that he's done, and he stayed focused in his lane, and he helped guide Atkins, and he made some mistakes as a first-time general manager through the career. We've all talked about it. But the trust was there. They built something over 10 years. It doesn't happen overnight. But when you hear the Blue Jays talk about it, especially John Schneider, how impressed he is. And you can tell he's 100% honest and believing in it, that every single person is on the same page. Throughout a whole organization, Nolan, Dirtbags, that's unheard of.
Well, they had, what, 15 guys at some point in time that are up on the World Series roster playing AAA. And he was like, yeah, I go down to AAA manager. Obviously, we manage together down in the minors and stuff like that. But he's like, I just call him up and say, okay, this is what we're doing up at the big club. And he just keeps it rolling down there in AAA. He's like, there's no philosophical differences across the board. Like, it is just a quote-unquote machine that's built to run. And, I mean, you're looking at it, like you said, like you're Davis Schneider. Gets sent down in April. Doesn't know if he's ever going to touch a big league field again. Because let's be honest, I mean, he's a fringe MLB player.
That's exactly right.
And comes up, okay, game five of the World Series. First pitch. See off Blake Snell, who looked untouchable. And as of last series, I was declaring him probably the greatest postseason pitcher I'd ever seen.
No, absolutely. And he settled in really well after, Vladdy. And
he did.
And
absolutely. He only let up one more hit the rest of the way for him. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to sit there and say anything bad. I mean, obviously the seventh inning happened, but that bullpen, I mean, just kind of derailed him on his start.
For sure.
But I mean, still though, you're looking at it, right? And like you said, it's across the board with the Toronto Blue Jays, like night and day from what I saw over the past couple of seasons, where it didn't look like if they were calling up guys, they were major league ready. Now you're looking at guys, case in point, like you said, Ernie Clement. I was sitting there saying that to you. I'm like, any other time, I think that guy wins postseason MVP. And I don't think it's really a debatable thing. I'm like, Alejandro Kirk, you throw him in there. I'm like, right now I got three Blue Jays for postseason MVP. Dodgers, I maybe have Yoshinobu. Like,
well, and Shohei, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Exactly. Like that's what we're talking about, Dirtbags. It's incredible what they've built. And obviously, there's a little bit of luck in there, and everything's got to fall in the right places. But, I mean, us Canadians, it's almost like, really, honestly, luck is out the window. Like, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there listening now that look at it and go, holy cow, this is a team. This is how you build something. And obviously there'll be depletion after that, because that's what pro sports is stealing off the perceived best of the best, right? You start poaching. But we'll worry about that later in the offseason, see what happens. But the bottom line is, and when I hear them talk, when I hear the Blue Jays talk from top down, if for whatever reason they don't end up winning this World Series, I truly believe that they're going to be more devastated for Canada, the fans, than themselves, or absolutely every bit as much the fans as themselves. Like everybody, every team that plays pro sports, right? Ah, we do it for the fans. We do it for the fans. But I'm telling you, man, I feel totally different when these guys are saying it. I really believe they believe that. Just in how calm they are, how sincere they are, and that every single one of them repeats it and repeats it honestly. It's an incredible feeling right now. Like I'm just so fired up for tomorrow night's game already. I can't wait.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I hope they got to win tomorrow. Game sevens always scare me.
Yeah, for sure.
Game sevens always scare me. Because, yeah, all of a sudden. Now, that being said, I mean.
They beat Seattle.
The Dodgers got to come out, and the Dodgers just got to figure out how to hit in game six and seven. And I don't believe that they can do it. Like, the Jays just top to bottom are a tough team to pitch to.
Incredible.
You look at it and you're like, okay, outside of IKF.
Yep. Miles Straw when he's in there.
Yeah. But I mean, Miles Straw is going to be a defensive replacement late in the game. So, I mean, he might get one at bat. You're not sitting there ripping your hair out like it is with IKF. Like, IKF is the one guy in that lineup where I'm like, okay, this is an auto out.
Well, he got his first hit finally last night.
Well, yeah.
Thank God it was another RBI.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was with the infield and realistically infield back in normal depth.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's an out, but still at the same time, situational hitting. Perfect. Point being, though, I'm like, you look at that Jays lineup. Who in that lineup are you striking out? Like, Davis Schneider, yeah, struck out three times yesterday. I get that they're going to strike out. I'm aware of that. It's MLB. At the end of the day, that is a lineup that is built on contact, built on moving the runners, built on scoring, and not via the home run like the New York Yankees were. Like, it's just an impressive team. The pitchers are pitching contact. They're making the pitches that they need to. They're not overly missing their spots. And you know you got Gausman coming back out there game six. I'm like, Gausman, based on game two, went toe-to-toe with Yoshi.
Best offseason signing by the Blue Jays last year. We forgot to talk about it last week, Nolan. Hitting coach from Minnesota. How much do you think Minnesota wants him back right now?
Derek Shelton's got to hire the right boys in Minnesota, that's for sure. And I like Derek Shelton. I think he's going to do a good job there in Minnesota. But he's got some work to do, that's for sure. But you are right, though. That has to be the between him and Anthony Santander, I'd... Santander didn't get to use it, but offseason signing, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Best move that the Jays made.
Unbelievable. Before we go to the managers and stuff like that, how do you think game six will shake out and or game seven if we get there?
I think 4-2 Jays. Simple as that. 4-2, 4-2 Jays.
It's a nervous night. That's a nervous night for me.
Wow.
No,
because I don't honestly think... Like, unless the Dodgers just miraculously figure out how to hit on the flight over, I don't see the Dodgers putting up a 5-6 spot again.
Well, like, fingers crossed for sure.
No, exactly.
For sure. So, I mean, bottom line is hopefully you're enjoying it. Dirtbags, there's no question about it. So, I mean, you touched on Derek Shelton, Minnesota Twins signing him. Obviously, some familiarity with the Twins and the region and knowing what baseball means in that area. I hope he can get it done. He did some good things in Pittsburgh with them. Didn't cross all the X's, but he's only a manager. He's not a hitting coach and a development overall. And that, again, we just talked about with the Blue Jays. That's why it's so vital to have really true, get lucky and sign the right people around
call it,
you.
Call it what it is. Tell him what Shelton did not have in Pittsburgh. He didn't have an owner that was willing to pay money, and have a GM that allowed them the freedom to go out there and get a big guy.
That's right. And Poled family, they pulled off the shoots because of the TV deal in the past. Little things like that. They've been holding money back too. So it's not going to be an easy job to fix that either.
I know.
And there's going to be, you got those big pitchers there too. Pablo and Ryan and I can't think of the third guy right now. They could be traded in the offseason too. So it might be a tear down before a build up. So who knows? But the young Butera guy with the Washington Nationals and stuff like that, going to be the youngest manager ever.
Yep. Because cool. I think, what was it, Vitello was 34?
Yep.
He was the youngest as of last week. And then the Nats said, nope, we want to make more history. Now, that being said, I mean, he's going to be younger than obviously a few of the players on the team. I was going to say a lot, but the Nationals, I mean, heck, that's an interesting one to me. Because you look at the young core, and it's the same as obviously we're going to get into the Baltimore Orioles as well. It's the exact same premise to me. You got your young nucleus of good young players. James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Dylan Cruz, drawn a blank on their center fielder's name. Sorry about that. But, like, I'm looking at it, and good young team. Why wouldn't you want to be a manager there? He gets his first crack at it. Hopefully it works out.
Well, he's done a bit of both. He's done some minor league managing and player development and stuff like that with the Rays. I mean, obviously they checked off the boxes enough for Washington Nationals to hire him. So, you know, hats off. Congratulations. Welcome to the 30-man brotherhood, I guess it is, if you want to. So San Diego Padres supposedly down to three guys, Albert Pujols being one of them. Supposed to know over the weekend. Who do you think AJ Preller ends up going with?
Yeah, I really don't know, honestly. I mean, Albert had what, a 9-hour second interview with them, apparently.
Nick Hundley's the other one in there.
Yeah, like I just couldn't believe it when Pujols left Baltimore and Los Angeles, like the Angels, without deals. So
didn't,
I really don't know,
like something.
Yeah, I really don't know if something's going to be given to him or not. Like I don't know if they basically told him, hey, we sign you, you're not managing Dominican Republic. And he might have just told him, hey, I'll wait a month into the regular season when someone else gets canned.
Well, I did read today that with the Angels, it got down to the final stages and stuff like that, and then there was just something at the very end that just wasn't a fit. So it could have been that managerial opportunity with the Dominican and the WBC. I'm not just sure, but it could have been just long-term vision too. Right? Maybe he didn't like the long-term vision. Who knows, right? AJ's obviously an aggressive guy. You know darn well Albert's going to want to be an aggressive guy. He's going to want to go in there and compete against the Dodgers. They already do, but not only compete, but put them away.
Yeah, I don't know where San Diego ends up going. The last one that obviously was hired, Craig Albernaz, hired by the Baltimore Orioles as their new manager. Was the assistant manager with the Cleveland Guardians prior to this. So, obviously, he's 43. He's a little bit older than the rest of the guys, but still, first-time crack for him.
Yeah, and I mean, good team to come from, right? The Guardians, he knows how to work it, and he knows how to do low budget if the Orioles decide to stay there or whatever, and he knows how to communicate, sat beside Stephen Voigt for the last 2 years, turned down opportunities last year to go to a couple of teams, and so now he's got his chance. So, you know, hey, in the Orioles got to do something. We talk about that all the time, right? That American League East is not getting any easier, and maybe that's why the Jays are doing, another reason why they're doing so well. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dear Bakes. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So a nice and easy one tonight. Obviously, everybody knows Roberto Clemente Award is given out during the World Series. Mookie Betts is this year's recipient of, obviously, one of the most prestigious awards that you can win in baseball. That's the Humanitarian Award for all the work that you do off the field. I mean, you don't have enough good things to say about the people that are nominated for the award. Obviously, there's 30 of them in MLB. Each team gets one representative. Each and every one of them, obviously, you tip your cap to and you thank them for the work that they're doing off the field to help make people's lives better. This year, obviously, Mookie Betts gets the award.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic for him and all the players that do so much off the field and stuff like that. Those are things that we just don't hear enough about, right? And there's more than just one representative with every team. So, but to come out on top, you know what? Take a bow. Take a bow, my friend, because obviously it's you've gone way overboard on what you should. And again, it's being a dirtbag. It's being a good human, a good rolling the sleeves up, as we always say, right? And getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty on the field, off the field. And that's why we say it at the end of every show. We say it all the time when we're talking with people. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, being a part of the show. Keep spreading the message, please. Just keep being a dirtbag. That's it. At the end of the day, it's a great feeling if you're doing it right and you got the right mindset. That's what it's all about. That's why Nolan and I love it so much. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. We truly do. You know, if you have a question for us, send it to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll get back to us. Follow us if you can and just be a part of the journey with it, because it's such a great journey to be a part of and be able to watch World Series like this and all your games, your teams, your favorite players, your you know, whether you're playing at the youth level, the high school level, the college level, the minor league level, around the world, coaching like I do, whatever, playing still like Nolan does with his friends and buddies that he grew up with and still loving the game of baseball because they love it. They love it for their own reason, but they love it collectively too, and they love being a part of a team, a part of something bigger than themselves, and that's what it's all about each and every day. So settle in and enjoy the last two games. But unfortunately, Dirtbags, it's that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.